Offensively, we didn't produce very much in terms of our own explosive plays. We only had one. Just a whole lot of things we got to get fixed. Anytime you turn the ball over four times, get a punt blocked, give up explosive plays, it's going to be a long day.
Your team started with the first, as you said, the first explosive play. Got off to a great start with Aaron Harris with that 100-yard kickoff return. That had to be a spark. Just talk about what we talked about him with the big interception return a week ago. Just talk about the big playability he has and about that return.
Yeah, he's been, one of the few bright spots for our program this season. He's a phenomenal young man. He's very explosive, as we saw with the interception return a week ago, and then last week against Central, the kickoff return. He's got great speed, playmaking abilities, and just an all-around quality young man that's really, like I said, been one of the few bright spots for us so far.
You give up a touchdown, but then you get back in the lead. Kenji had the big run that sets up the field goal, and you go up 9-7. At that point, things are going well. And then, as you touched on, the 60 plus yard run, the 60 plus yard pass. How much did that just quickly change the momentum of the game?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you go into an environment like that, and it was a great environment, great fan support by their fans, and we knew it would be loud. Momentum swings would be a part of this, and I don't know if our kids got down because of the momentum swing. It just, things began to get compounded. And when you're in that environment, it becomes a challenge to overcome some of those things. And we went into the game a little bit banged up, and went, ended up with three of our guys down before it was all said and done. And obviously losing Kevin early in the game had some impact on us also. But we kind of focus on the next man up mentality always, and I have to do a better job of getting the kids prepared to play.
You mentioned the injury to Kevin. What is his status? And then you turn to Justin Fahmy most of the rest of the way, along with your freshman Braxton Thomas. But just talk about one, Kevin's status, and then how you felt like Justin did when he came in.
Yeah, I don't know if Kevin will be available this week or not. Today's our off day, so he's in getting treatment, and we'll see the doctors today. We'll have an update on him probably later today or tomorrow. Justin came in and did a couple of nice things, but Justin also, threw the ball into the middle of the field a couple of times recklessly, and as we talked to him, like, you can't do that. I don't care what the situation is. You can't just blindly press to try to make something happen, because one of them took away a potential scoring opportunity there right before the halftime, where if we get another chunk play, maybe we get a chance to kick a field goal and get some momentum back on our side. So got a lot of work to do. Good thing is we get a chance to play again this weekend.
Just one more on the offense. Does your offense change much with Jared? Everybody knows how dynamic Kevin is as a runner. Justin obviously is a really good passer, and that's what he's done. Do you have to change things up with knowing he's going to be going this week, but probably?
No, not necessarily. I mean, Justin can run. He's not the athlete that Kevin is, but the way things have been built out, if we have our read zones system in place, he can pull it. He scored the touchdown on read zone. So there's some things that he does a little better than Kevin, and there are things that Kevin does a little better than Justin. So, we just have to find a way to create more explosive plays offensively and to score points. That's, ultimately it's about scoring points, and we haven't done a good enough job of finding ways to create explosive plays that lead to points.
We're here with North Carolina A&T coach Vincent Bryant. If you have a question for him this morning, just use the chat feature or the raise your hand icon. I know you're a defensive guy, and the defense 372 yards and 5 TDs through the air. You mentioned some big plays on the ground. As you've looked at your defense, what are some of the things that you saw, and what are some of the focuses to try to fix before this weekend?
We've got to simplify things so our kids can just go out and play faster. I think outside of the one explosive play run, we actually fit the run considerably better than we did the previous couple of weeks. But you got to be able to put it all together. And a missed technique here, miscommunication there, guy being out of his gap. Those are all things that we as coaches have to find a way to fix, and they're fixable. There's no waiver wire, so you got to play with who you have. So, we just have to do a better job of putting our kids in better positions to be able to eliminate those things that cause you to lose games.
How do you, as a head coach, how do you try to learn from things that happened in the game, but then also try to forget it and leave it behind and know you got a lot of season still in front of you?
Yeah, I mean, you got to own everything that happens now, and I own what we put on display. And then for our entire organization, like what happens is a collective effort. It's not, one specific area, and almost all of it is fixable. It's all fixable, and you just have to make sure you drill down on the things that you need to correct and get the players in the right position to do it. And like I said to our team, I said, we have eight more games after that game last weekend. And so our focus is on getting better this week so we have a chance to win at South Carolina State.
Let's talk a little bit about South Carolina State. Certainly, a program with a lot of traditions, had a lot of success in the MEAC. As you look at this year's group, what do you see from South Carolina State?
Yeah, they're big on the offensive line, big quarterbacks, big strong target, accurate with the ball. I think, in one game, Citadel, he was at like almost 80% completion. Got good backs, they got good players on defense. They're sound in what they do. Coach Barry's done a nice job of putting the program in the right direction. We know it's going to be a challenging environment to go into on Saturday.
As you guys, before you get back at the conference, you've played a lot of traditional rivals, and Hampton does the same thing. It's been certainly fantastic for your fans and for your program. Is it difficult knowing you've got sort of big game after big game with, is that hard for to get your guys, emotionally where they need to be every week?
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, I think each week, brings a new challenge, and we're excited about the opportunities to go play, whether it be, a former MEAC rival in South Carolina State or getting back into conference play next the following week versus Richmond. So every week, brings a new challenge, and I think our kids are excited and know that there's a lot of football ahead. We as coaches, we just have to do a better job of making sure we put our players in a better position to produce.
All right, Coach, thanks so much for the time.